Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, May 3rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Abused young people are targeted by God's Word. Churches will ditch their Bibles in the United Kingdom. And Ukrainian children experience Christ during kids' games. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Cambodia, a country where children are devastated and abused. Many years of a spiritual vacuum may be partly responsible for adults selling their children into the sex trade. Book of Hope International's Rob Hoskins says the United Nations hasn't had any answers, so they're going in with God's Word, and they're going into the schools.
We've been working with educators there, and the good news is that we now have three books completed. So we have an early elementary version that's completely in Khmer for children. There's also a middle school version of the Book of Hope, and now a high school version based on character development, but also, of course, shares the story of Jesus Christ.
Hoskins says this is helping the local church, which is growing.
The church is also looking for tools, and as always, the Book of Hope will be distributed by local church members, reaching out to them with the love of Jesus through his word in the Book of Hope, but there's actually a place for them to be discipled, nurtured, and learn more about Christ.
Next, in a show of force that's beginning to alarm Christians in Indonesia, a mob of Muslims murdered a seminary director and student last week. The brutality of the deaths underscores the hostilities boiling over in the Moluccas. It's home to a disbanded Islamist militia, reformed and vowing to rid the area of Christians. Rioting last week left 30 dead and a Christian university burned out. The violence is the worst since warring factions signed a peace deal in February 2002. Pray for those in ministry. You're listening to Mission Network News. He caught the vision, and now he's seeing results. A national pastor in the Philippines, trained by OC International, is taking on the challenge of reaching the unreached in his country. OC International's Bob Rasmussen tells the story of Pastor Judah.
Judah heard some statistics that said that in his region, there were 500 villages that did not yet have any kind of a gospel-preaching church. He was challenged to go back to his church, try to get them mobilized to get involved in church planting. And they caught this vision.
70 churches in 70 villages have been started. OCI trained 200,000 pastors last year, but Rasmussen says that's just a drop in the bucket.
We're so limited with personnel and resource that we could do so much more, and so much more needs to be done. So we really need the prayers and the partnership of more and more people.
Elsewhere, churches from the United Kingdom and around the world are planning to give up Bibles, but just for a day. No Bible Sunday is May 16th, sponsored by Wycliffe Bible Translators. Wycliffe points out that millions of people don't have a choice in having access to the Scriptures, and for them, every Sunday is a No Bible Sunday. In the UK, the event focuses on the need for people to reacquaint with the Bible and for Scripture translation needs in 2,700 languages. And Kids Games is an international Christ-centered sports and games program for kids. It's usually held in the years when the Summer Olympics and World Cup of Soccer occur. Operation Mobilization's Dirk Heumann says while his focus is the Ukraine, the global event is a time for partnership between the church and the community.
The children just love sport. And at the moment in the Ukraine, there's not much being done with the young people or developing the different sports. And we've just seen the appreciation from the soccer association and basketball association for churches or people stepping in and really serving.
As a result, church leaders witnessed a huge increase in children's clubs and Sunday school programs. Heumann says they're also establishing a sports academy and working on a ministry team that does nothing but sports ministry.
We have football clinics, basketball clinics. We train young people, and while we play and train the young people, we also share the gospel with them.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, In the Image of God, from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. That's In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.